Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-in. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Know that the Diamond Sports Group been dealing with bankruptcy, and where are the Royals going to be on television? We know the radio right here on 96.5 The Fan. You'll hear the broadcast throughout the season as you have been. But the Royals and Diamond Sports Group have been trying to figure out what the options are, because the Royals could go back to Diamond Sports Group, which was operating Bally's. We know it's not called Bally Sports anymore. It's now FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, or FanDuel Sports Network KC would be the name, as the FanDuel has the rights to the name now. And so the games could end up there. They could obviously sell to rights to a different MLB, could take it in-house. Pete Rathoff over at the KC Star just tweeted out a little while ago that the Royals and Diamond Sports Group are in talks now, and it wouldn't surprise him to see a similar deal for KC to what just happened in St. Louis with the Cardinals. He mentions with sports gambling coming to Missouri, would get FanDuel's name in front of fans during baseball season. Diamond Sports Group and the Cardinals just announced a new multi-year linear and digital rights agreement for the recently renamed FanDuel Sports Network that will continue broadcasting all games with the exception of exclusive televised games nationally. So maybe that's the exact same setup the Royals will have. The Royals haven't announced anything yet. They haven't come to terms with it, but just that was from the Kansas City Star on that. Hey, if the Cardinals are doing this, perhaps that's something that the Royals would look at, and the games could end up being on FanDuel Sports Network. I mean, I get the sports gambling tie-in for FanDuel, but does the deal make sense for the Royals to reach the most people and for it to just be way more accessible than what it was? We've had the complaints. We all hear them. I still think, though, it's very unlikely that ultimately it doesn't result in you still having to pay to reach it. But the problem that a lot of people had was you couldn't get Bally on YouTube TV, which so many people have now. Or yep. That was the problem. The separate app for, what was it, $20 a month or whatever, that was one thing. But give them the option for an add-on on YouTube TV or something. I think that was the biggest concern, because they're not going back. There's a handful of teams that are doing, I think the Diamondbacks were one, where you're just going to over the air be able to watch the games. That's just not the reality of where things are trending. The NFL's not even trending in that direction. Yeah, well, majority of your noon games, right, are going to be on over the air. Chiefs Broncos, you know, that's on what, CBS, I think, or whatever. Okay, that's over the air. But Black Friday game is on Amazon Prime. Thursday night games, Amazon Prime. The one or two playoff games are either on Peacock or ESPN
Plus.
The
Christmas game on Netflix.
There was the ESPN Plus Monday Night Football game with the Chargers and Cardinals a couple weeks ago. Yeah, Drew, you mentioned the Netflix Christmas Day games. Like, that's where this is all trending. So, like, if you're just going to be against any package that requires you to spend a monthly fee, like, you're probably not going to be happy. Like, my issue always had been, hey, I should be able to just get it on my YouTube TV and I can pay an add-on fee or put in part of my sports package or whatever it may be. That's my issue with it. But the idea of, like, hey, I have to pay more to watch the Royals, like, one way or the other, you're going to. It was the accessibility problem. But if your complaint is just that you want to flip on the bunny ears and listen, watch the game, that's just, this isn't 1999 anymore.
It was being, like, I think your point exactly about the accessibility of, it's having to go off of YouTube TV to go to a different place to watch the game. That's where it gets frustrating. Where, yeah, if you just pop it in as an add-on, then you don't have a problem going from the Royals game to, I don't know, the a Chiefs preseason game if you really wanted to watch it. Or I don't know if you'd be able to split box baseball and football, but you normally can do that. So I think there's that should be the thing where if you can have it with your regular setup for YouTube TV or whatever the case is, because I have YouTube TV as well, it makes it more accessible and easier to use instead of having to switch different apps and go to, you know, it makes it more complicated.
The separate app thing. Like, if they want to offer their own separate app, totally get it. But give me the ability. Someone just texted in. They said they pay for DirecTV. They feel there should be a channel on that package. Yeah, I mean, that's whether it's DirecTV or YouTube TV, et cetera, find a way to where, even if I have to pay an extra $9.99 a month to have it on my YouTube TV or whatever.
Didn't it used to
let
be
me
that way?
Let me watch it. Going back to like the Fox, I believe when it was Fox Sports.
Fox affiliate,
or whatever.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But all the FanDuel networks have already switched to Fan. Like, they've already switched the naming and everything over. You probably have seen that, especially during NBA for if you watch the Thunder games or whatever. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Someone from the text line 913-586-7965 says, why could the Royals win for their own network like the Yes Network, 545 different owners like, et cetera, and do it right? Well, let's just be real. The Yes Network, that RSTN Day thing, like that's right. Yankees can do it because of the New York Yankees and the financial reach.
Yeah,
it's the New York media market versus the Kansas City media market. I mean, deep down, I would rather Major League Baseball, honestly, just take in all the production of it if you want to know the truth. I'd rather Major League Baseball operate the networks in the blackouts and operate the regional networks, but have it under one umbrella. Get rid of the blackouts. Let me use MLB TV that I, you know, if you're a T-Mobile customer, you get it for free, but otherwise you're paying for MLB.TV. I can get it on my Fire Stick TV at home or whatever it may be, or Apple TV, whatever you're using. Let me have that without blackouts. Yeah, that's like my dream scenario. Or somehow in the future it's on Amazon and it goes in your Amazon Prime membership. You're already paying either the monthly or you're paying the $100-something a year. And either the rate goes up or it's included in my membership, you know. But even Apple TV, when MLS games are on Apple TV, that's an additional cost.
That would be the ultimate win, is if it were on Amazon Prime and they don't switch your subscription at all. Somebody said, I'm still not paying $20 a month for Royals games, charge $5, and I'd pay it. I don't pay for ESPN Plus, and I'm a big KU fan. You know, to each their own. I think it makes it easier where if you already have the service, then it makes it, I guess, in terms of accessibility, in terms of ease. And it does make it a lot easier if you've already got Amazon Prime and all the games are on Amazon Prime. It makes it more convenient, obviously, than having to go to a whole new app, and especially if you have to pay $20 extra a month. But I don't know how much an add-on would be, $10 a month.
Yeah, I just hope they find out, can they expand their reach? If they're going to re-up with Diamond Sports Group and what is now going to be called the, you know, FanDuel Sports Network KC or whatever, can they find a way to just get it on these other services? Because, like, I think there is a large chunk of Royals fans that just, and understandably so, I'm not criticizing, but just like, don't want to pay anything extra. Mm-hmm. Who does, right? And then there's some that are willing to pay, I don't even know the dollar amount, right? $9.99, $7.99, whatever. But they want to have the ability to access it on their service they already have. That's where I'm at. Like, I recognize I'm probably going to have to pay extra to watch Royals games, but let me have it through my service. YouTube TV is, for example, what I use. That's my biggest issue. And not only have it on the Bally Sport app or now whatever it's actually going to be. That'll be interesting to follow. We keep an eye on this. Just a little bit of news because the Cardinals re-up with Diamond Sports Group. You're laughing about something on the text line. What was it?
Somebody said from the 913, are those headphones taped? Do we need to donate to the show?
Wait, are you? What's up with your? Oh, yeah. Do you have duct tape on your headphones over there?
You know, my headphones.
I can't see because you're across. For those that know, we're in the studio. Drew's in the producer room across in the glass. The reflection, sometimes you can't see.
My headphones have been like this for about a month now.
We got to get you some new headphones.
A month and a half where they still work. The thread, I thought it was one of those things where, you know, it's on your clothes.
We can't be having you out. You're on camera, too. We can't be having you with duct tape headphones.
The foam is popping out. I've had to, I've had the headphones taped for a while now.
We got it. The ones I'm using, I've had for 2 years. They've been, they're from Amazon. And they were like $35 headphones, okay? And they've lasted, and they're fine. I think Dusty bought the same ones as well.
These have been good. It's just that there was a loose string where like the threading on it.
How long have you had those?
I've had these for 4 years now.
It's time. We got to get you some headphones. Go on Amazon. There's something like $30.
You can have new, from looking at the
people
stream,
watching
I'm surprised
you on video.
That you can actually see the tape on there. But yes,
I didn't notice it until the text line brought it up.
Tape's been falling.
Now I clearly can see the difference on the left side versus the right side.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, let's get you some new headphones. I think we need to. No, I don't need. We don't need to do the Venmo thing if you don't want. But
don't. But, hey, look,
we need $9.65 heroes.
I'm not asking you to send me any money. If you decide to send some, sure, I'll take it. But I no, please, I'm not.
You see,
asking
the Sean Barber's still hanging around in studio, even though he's not out here. You're still here. Nobody can hear you talking right now.
If you want to, hop on the mic.
We can, Barber's just hanging out because he wants to hang out.
I'm doing work, man. I'm answering the emails. Like, listen, the McGinnis Group doesn't pay me to get on the radio.
His headphones were broken. Did you? They're all duct taped up, man.
I'm saying is you're telling him to get online and spend money on some earphones. I think he needs to get online and buy that $59 gift card before the mirror. So don't let me come
Let him get the headphones first before he pays you back.
Why would I do that? Why
because
would,
that future income's dependent on his job, he's got to have the right headphones.
Barber
$9.65 heroes.
Barber said that in the playoffs, Dusty has a bet from the playoffs. So he should be going after you. Should be going after Dusty.
Crown Jewel.
Point one. You should be going after Dusty.
Don't be throwing Crown Jewel in front of you. You're like, don't be throwing nobody under the bus in front of you, bro.
Hey, somebody said on the text line earlier, his name rhymes with Musty. That wasn't me. No, somebody on the text line.
Yeah, we got okay. You don't want to do the $9.65 hero. That's fine.
If they want to Venmo me money,
We don't need $40 for these headphones, $50 for these headphones or something. We just got to get you some new headphones. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.